Hi, hey, welcome to the Doorway of the Supernatural. Of course, I'm Pastor Peter Dosik, and this is one of the guys that are helping me, Rob Kennedy. And we have been talking about the gifts of the Spirit and how we, not just that God has given them to us, but how do we activate them? You know, somebody has made the statement that, well, you know, God just does whatever he wants to. He activates them when he wants to. Well, that's really not true, because the Bible says that we can speak in tongues. When I speak in tongues, it'll be my spirit that prays. When I sing in the spirit, it'll be my spirit that singeth. So it really, that statement is not true. And if it was, God isn't using many people. And I don't think that that's really that true about that statement. But people make statements that would maybe kind of justify where they are. And there's nothing, I don't care where they are. But we don't want to take away from the truth of the gospel in order to establish where we are or what we're doing. And so these gifts of the Spirit, we understand, that are given to us to profit with all. Yeah. And we know that if you don't use them or apprehend them and add faith to them, they simply won't work. Even the infilling of the Holy Ghost comes, the faith for it comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
Acts 19th chapter said, we have never even heard there be any Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have received it because they had never heard about it. So sometimes what we have to understand is that there are promises that God gives us. But every promise does not come to pass except faith is involved. Hebrews 6:12 says that we can look and obtain all the promises of God through faith and patience.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to be talking about some of that stuff today. But right now, let's just show a couple of miracles out of the Narok, Kenya crusade. We'll be right back with you.
Man, could not see right, but God has touched him. He said now he sees everything clearly. Come on, wave to him. Wave to him. God has given him a miracle. Come on, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you.
2.5 years. This man has had tuberculosis. People die of tuberculosis. He said he couldn't hardly get his breath. But tonight, when Jesus' name was mentioned, God has touched him. Now he can breathe freely. Take a deep breath.
Pumua ndani. Pumua. Pumua.
Come on, somebody, shout hallelujah. God is a healer of TB, hallelujah.
Well, you see that God is still God, and God wants to use everybody like that. There's not just special people. Now, there are gifts that go with callings of God, but most of the time, even people that operate in the callings of God, very seldom do they ever operate or activate the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, when they say, well, God would just do what he wants to do, which is not true, the promises reveal God's readiness to do something for you, whatever you need for him to do. And the promise is the end result of your faith.
Yeah,
it is not void of your faith. It's not aside from your faith. It's not without your faith. You have to put faith with a promise. Then what that promise has declared or decreed will come to pass. Amen. So when it says, the works that I do, John 14:12, you shall do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father, you have to mix faith with that promise.
Yeah.
If you don't mix faith with it, it will not come to pass.
No.
So when people say, well, you know, signs and wonders are done away with, because people's faith not really care whether they operate or not.
Yeah.
We have so brought the gospel down, and don't get me wrong. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation. But the gospel is not just in preaching and declaring and argumentative stages. It is a proclamation and a demonstration. Absolutely. As a confirmation. Yeah. Therefore, that in the mouth of two witnesses, and the life of the one carrying is in the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Amen.
But you cannot have power, and you cannot have the gifts of the Spirit, can't have signs and wonders without mixing your faith, Rob,
yeah,
with a promise of them being activated in your life.
Amen. Mark 16, the signs follow those that believe. If we don't believe, they're not going to follow.
Yeah. The other thing is, if we went by that and looked at people's life,
yeah,
we would come to the conclusion most people don't believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason that they don't follow is because they never use their faith for.
Yeah.
We have become almost, Paul said it in 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, despise thou not prophesying.
Yeah.
The gifts of the Spirit, like the life of faith, have almost become something despised by the church and by pastors.
Yeah.
People don't want the gifts, prophecy and tongues and interpretation of tongues, to be active in their church. At least they scare somebody or offend somebody. Who cares? The Bible is not going to scare the world. It might scare the church. It might affect the church or offend the church, but it won't the world. The Bible says that tongues are for a sign
to
them that don't believe. So when we start setting up these false doctrines and these false concepts, you're just getting a mindset that you are resisting God.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you're resisting God. And but the gifts of the Spirit need to be operative in our churches. If not, we're just synagogues of one of a multiple God. We are arguing about something that we cannot confirm. But the gifts of the Spirit, the power of God, the authority of the believer, and the use of his name are things that confirm that we are the people of God.
Absolutely.
Jesus simply said, look, if I don't do the works of my Father, then don't accept who I am and don't listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so we, as the church, we as leaders, need to get ourselves connected to God and start putting our faith on the focus that the gifts of the Spirit will operate in our life. Well, what if people make mistakes? You just made one by not using your faith for something that God get. Or your church going to make mistakes? You've made them. Yeah. So get over it. Just get over it. My word. What are we afraid of making a mistake? I'm not afraid of making a mistake.
Yeah.
I was ministering to some guy the other night. He said, no, that's not me. I said, okay, that's all right. I'm a big boy. It doesn't bother me. I'm sorry. And I said, I apologize for missing. He said, okay.
Yeah.
And I just went on and prayed for somebody else.
Well,
you know, you all get bumped out of shape that, you know, people don't make mistakes. Well, you know what? Abraham made mistakes. He lied a couple times. You know, he kind of deceived people. You know, Isaac done the same thing. You know, Jacob certainly made a whole lot of mistakes. David made some mistakes, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, got a guy drunk, slept with his wife, got her pregnant. Yeah, he made some mistakes.
Yeah.
Listen, Solomon made some mistakes. Yeah, I married 700 women, defiled the God of his father.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to go on? Do you want to talk about Peter? John, the beloved one? Let's call fire down and singe all these people. Oh, yeah, but listen, God uses ordinary people, and we got problems.
That's right.
And amen. So we want to make sure that we understand that the gifts function because we use our faith to apprehend them.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be talking today. And Rob, let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and let's read down from verse 7 down to 11.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
These nine gifts of the Spirit help us declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ. 1 John 4, 1 through 4. And these gifts are given to us, and they are active and operated or activated by faith.
Yeah.
What you desire, you'll use your faith for. What you don't desire, you won't.
Yeah, absolutely.
And too much, many of the church have brought the gospel down to an argumentative book.
Yeah.
It's not an argumentative book.
Absolutely.
It is a book of signs and wonders.
Yeah.
It is a book of confirmation. Now, myself, I was preaching, teaching. I had a great church going. I had probably 800-900 people. We had a 1,250-seat sanctuary. But I preached faith. I was seeing great things, building the church and things happening like that. But honestly, I've seen very few people get healed.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, you know, like someone would fall into something. Oh, hallelujah, I got touched.
Yeah.
But basically, what was keeping my congregation alive was the medical world.
Yeah.
And their insurance and their ability to pay their medical bills.
Their medical bills.
It was keeping them alive. And there's nothing wrong with doctors. Listen, I have my personal friends are doctors, some of them. And listen, I believe in doctors. And so I'm not against them. But what happens is we can sometimes resign ourselves to the very elements or the world that Jesus has delivered us from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jesus has delivered us from the strength of men.
Yeah.
Not that we can't use it, Rob, but our overall place of strength is be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Yeah. Like the one with the issue of blood, 12 years she sought medical attention. They couldn't find the cure. And one touch from Jesus, she's healed.
Amen. And so there's nothing wrong with finding out what's going on in your life and putting a name or tattooing a name on that and being able to apply your faith. As Jesus said, if you speak to a mountain or a sycamine tree, you got to recognize what you're talking to.
If not,
you'd be, you know, looking at a donkey and saying, be cast into the sea, and next day the guy won't have anything to plow with. You can't do that. And so, but we have to have information. So there's nothing wrong with getting information and applying your faith with it.
Yeah.
But we always want to put it towards God. And so these gifts of the Spirit were not active in my life. I was preaching. I had meetings. I was, going across the United States and, different parts of the world. And I was preaching. They would call me like a word of faith. I was strong in faith. I still am strong in faith.
Yeah.
And I really don't care what the critics think, what they like or what they don't like. Bottom line is, you have faith. Well, that's great. Show me your faith and I'll show you my faith by works.
Yeah.
So, the critics are just soundness. They're just soundness. They're like crickets in the night with no legs. They're just soundless. They ain't got no scratching.
Yeah.
And they can't tell me what I don't believe.
Yeah.
They can't tell me what faith won't do.
Yeah,
I've done been there, and I know what faith will do. Faith brought me where I'm at.
Yeah.
And now, so I was, saved, gosh, lots of years. And if I seen a miracle, man, it was, by mistake. And but I wanted to see God, and I made a decision. You know what? I told God I'm not going to preach, go out anymore. I'm going to pastor, but I'm not going out in and have services and things of that nature without signs and wonders and the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I said that to him.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I come home, and I set myself out a pattern that I was going to follow. I was going to get up, be at church 5:30 in the morning with a prayer partner and pray and fast and study from 5:30 to 11 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
And I did that for about 16 months,
wow.
18 months. And one day, just walking in an office, I walked down the office and turned around in the office. When I turned around, Jesus came through a book cabinet. Mm. I know some people say, oh, well, Jesus doesn't do that. He does. Yeah. That's why he doesn't do it at your house.
Yeah.
In my house, he does.
Yeah.
And in my life, he has. So I believe that Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so he came, and when he came, he just spoke to me, and he said, I'm putting a robe on your back, a crown on your head, and a ring on your finger, and I'm setting you in the realm of the miraculous.
Wow.
Now, that happened, and when he turned and left, the thought came to me, you can treat this like just a vision, or, oh, wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Or you can say, this was God.
Yeah.
Well, I took it because I had heard and seen him before. I took it, this is God.
You had to put your faith to work.
I had to put my faith to work with the vision.
Word. Yeah.
And so I started then preparing to go out.
Yeah.
And went out, had my first crusade in the Philippines, and there were about 2,000 the first night on a crusade ground that held 50,000 people. And didn't you feel dumb? No, I had 2,000 people that believed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and boy, that was a whirlwind. So did I feel dumb? Absolutely not. I had 2,000 people that believed in God.
Yeah.
And so we, I preached that night about 15 or 20 minutes, what I do in crusades. And I preached, and then after the end of that, I prayed what we would call a mass prayer. I just told people, if you're sick, stand your feet, put your eye on your blind eye, your leg, or whatever it might be. And I prayed. I took authority over those things. I rebuked those things, and because I believe that sickness and disease comes from the devil.
That's right.
And so I was praying for those things, and then I began to loose the working of miracles, loose gifts of healing and so forth. And all of a sudden, when I was done, I said, now, check yourself. And if something's happened to you, come up to the stage and tell us. Well, pretty soon, you know, a couple of minutes seem like 5 hours when you're standing in front of people waiting. And, you know, then here comes somebody that, you know, had been blind, that had been crippled. They'd carried, you know, in a chair or on a cot to the meeting, and people got healed. And, I mean, we had like 45 minutes of testimonies. But beyond that, there was still a big line.
Wow.
And so in the middle of that, I turned to them and I said, how many of you would like to receive this healing Jesus?
Yeah.
He's alive and he wants to be your Savior. I said, just raise your hand. The whole place raised their hand.
Wow.
So when I did that, I began to weep like a baby. I just began to cry. Hmm. And because souls are the heart of God.
Yeah.
Not ministries, not men, not churches.
Yeah.
The soul is the heart of God.
Yeah.
And but as I did, I began to weep, and I heard these words, son, we can do this any place in the world.
Wow.
God gave me freedom.
Yeah.
Unless he would say, don't go, I have freedom to go anywhere.
Yeah.
To answer any invitation that I choose, except that he says, don't.
Yeah.
Or not now.
Wow.
So I heard that, and when God speaks something, the Bible said that his voice is like a voice of many waters.
Yeah.
In other words, once God says it, it says it a million times. So it's like the waves of the sea. Every time it crashes, that's how faithful God's voice is. When he says it, that's how many times it is recorded and said, written and verified in heaven.
Amen.
So it just, he spoke once, but he spoke a million times. And so there I was. God spoke that to me, and I was overwhelmed, but I got my composure back, finished the altar call. The next night we had about 4,000, and the very same thing happened.
Yeah.
Just the very same thing. Miracles happened everywhere, and, you know, nobody even touching these people, just a mass prayer.
Yeah.
And so these people got saved, out of that, I met a man that was doing television. We established television. He had a television station. We put the stuff in it, equipped it, and all that kind of stuff. It now reaches like, oh, gosh, just millions of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I was over there a couple years ago, did a crusade, but I did it in a big concrete place, but I did it over TV.
Yeah.
We had like 50, 60,000 people over television received Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
And so, you know, these things happen, but they don't happen unless you add faith with them.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted you to catch out of that story.
Hmm.
That story is a story of faith. It is a story of faith fighting its way to the reality of what God has said about us and what God has given us.
Yeah.
It is a story about faith fighting against the demands of work, of pastor, of family, of, you know, the struggle between your emotions, your mind, the evidence that you see and that which you are hoping for. That is what that testimony is all about. But I do know that if you don't use your faith, these things are never going to happen. So use your faith, get in there, get involved, and you're going to be blessed.
Yep.
Well, Rob, we're going to sign off today, and then we're coming back next week, and we're going to start talking about the gift of faith. And I believe it's going to be good. I know.
Amen.
I know what's coming. So
yeah.
Don't forget to join us. Let us pray for you. Because in these services, not just teaching, but you are getting an impartation. This is being infused in your spirit. Just trust me. It is getting on you by what you're hearing. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Rob and I pray for these people
Thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
Let God, the Spirit of the Lord, come up on them. Let them realize the simplicity of faith, God,
yes,
the necessity of faith, and that, God, faith will bring them the victory
yes.
all of the days of their life. And we ask it in Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
See you Thursday. God bless.